Welcome back to the SpongeBob Chronicles, a SpongeBob SquarePants podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jed.
I'm Ronnie.
And today we're covering Season 1, Episode 6, Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
And? Pickles. We sure are the first Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy of the adventure, and there's a lot more coming. So much more coming that I was surprised that this first one, what am I trying to say here? So sorry. That this was all we got for the first one.
Yeah.
It's way more like self-contained and not as much happens as I remember.
Are Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy real superheroes, or are they two guys that played superheroes on TV?
Chad, I'm so glad you talk about it, because yes, it's like, well, here's what I think that happened. I think they're actual superheroes because they have superpowers.
I mean,
they're not great. At this stage, they do have an invisible boatmobile, apparently, right? I guess they actually fought crime, but then they also were like, after they did all those real things, then they go, all right, boys, now we got to shoot some B-roll. So come back and like let's do some additional footage.
That's what I'm confused about. Maybe it was all like, it was half real, half not real.
It's like they were shooting in the style of the show Cops. But then it's also like if Cops afterwards, after they like arrested the guy, they go, all right, and then we need to schedule an additional 3 hours tomorrow to just get like establishing shots and you guys like high-fiving each other. Because I don't think that they were doing all that when they were fighting crime.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I wonder how long they've been retired. I mean, there's a lot of questions we have for these two folks.
There's a lot of questions to go with this episode. First of all, the idea of having two retired superheroes is amazing. Because definitely the first time I had ever... I mean, I don't know. Is that a thing? Two retired superheroes? I think that's just some more Steven Hillenburg magic.
Yeah.
And then also the idea that SpongeBob and Patrick would be loving, like, watching a show that you would presume has been off the air for 50-plus years, because these guys are
50
old.
Years. Yeah, because not only is Mermaid Man retired, but Barnacle Boy, who was supposed to be, like, the young apprentice of him, is also retired.
Yeah, I mean, when you see Barnacle Boy, you go, oh, that guy looks like he's 17.
Yeah.
That guy's nothing.
So let's just hop right on into it. We get the Mermaid Man introduction and a ripped Barnacle Boy, his young associate is what it's called.
Yeah. What happened to the nose?
Who knows, man?
Because it is he's got the smallest nose that's ever existed when he's this young strapping lad to the absolute mahonker we got later on. I mean, he puts Squidward's nose to shame.
Yeah, he looks like an inflated Popeye.
Apparently, and isn't this correct, isn't the nose and like the ears, that's like the two things that don't stop growing on the human body?
That is 100% correct. You'll notice on every old person, their ears always are giant, like their earlobes and stuff.
Nose too?
Nose can get bigger, yeah, but I notice it mostly on the ears.
Do you ever worry about that?
Nah.
No?
Why would I worry about that?
Well, because I'm looking at him.
Don't. You're kidding, aren't you?
You're not worried about it, so don't worry about it, dude.
I mean, I can see it in the camera right now. It does not look that big.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Maybe that's why I'm growing my hair out, Ronnie, to cover it up. So they fight evil, saving kids. The kids are getting candy stolen from them. That's what they're saving them from.
Thank God. From like a Jafar. From like an underwater Jafar.
Yeah. What is it they do? They're dressed in costumes?
Yeah, I mean, so you're struggling with the note. I'll help you out here. They're just watching an episode. I can't imagine it's the newest episode that's airing. I think it's got to be a rerun.
And they're dressed up as Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
It's like Saturday cartoons for these guys. They get all dressed up, role-playing. They're watching the episode, probably season 2, episode 19. And they just get pumped to see the candy save.
Who is the guy from Ted? The superhero from Ted?
The superhero from Ted?
Yeah.
Like the teddy bear movie?
Yes.
There's a superhero?
There's a guy that played a superhero that's on it. Like
really?
In the show, they're like, oh, that's what's his name from
in the movie, you mean?
Yeah, in the movie, the film.
Is it like an old guy?
Yeah, he's an old guy. He used to play like a random superhero. Like,
I can't. I'm unfortunately, I can't help you. I'm looking at the cast of Ted. I see some. You know, I got Patrick Warburton, Joel McHale, Sam J. Jones, but I don't know any of these guys to be superheroes.
No, okay. Jones is a character in Ted. Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah,
okay.
He used to play Flash Gordon.
Sam J. Jones did?
Yes.
Okay.
As Flash Gordon.
So you think that that's like, are we...
This is like if me and you were just catching up on episodes of Flash Gordon.
Right, okay, now. All right, 1980s Flash Gordon, yes. Yeah.
So yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick, they go outside, and what are they going to do? They attacked Reflecto, who is just Squidward using a mirror to absorb the sun's light.
Are those just mirrors?
I think so.
Because I mean, but it's foldy. It's got a trifold.
It's foldy,
it.
But they look like mirrors. They don't look like tinfoil or whatever.
Yeah, no one ever actually uses this, right? This is not a thing. But for whatever reason, isn't this like a TV show or like a cartoon thing? I feel like I've seen multiple cartoons use those, but the day I see someone using one in real life is the day that I die of giggling.
Yeah. I've never seen it used. Never, ever.
It can't be. It's not a real thing.
Well, you know how I could see it getting used is to get like the bottom of the face structure, the neck area.
I mean, I understand like what purpose it's serving, but also like, hey, stop. Don't do that. If you're ever a person that finds yourself going, oh God, but the bottom of my chin's not getting tan.
Well, you know what you should do?
Because you know what's happening right now, the way he's holding it? What? He's not getting a chest tan because you got the mirror over your chest. Yeah.
Well, what you should do if you're that mad at him is you should put a tint over him because that's exactly what SpongeBob and Patrick do here.
That's smart. Also, take off the sunglasses. You're going to have giant rings around your eyes, Squidward. Terrible tint.
Yeah, they render him weak by doing this, and then they run back into the pineapple, which is their cave, their secret cave.
You know what time of day we're in right now?
No.
It's the time of day to... where we ruin Squid's day.
Yes.
Already? Time to ruin Squid's day? I mean, it's just a callback from one of the previous
really
episodes. They really schedule time to ruin Squid's day.
Yep, they're so excited about it. Squidward overhears them, and he says that Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy live in a retirement home on the other side of town. Why don't you just go visit them?
Hey, did you clock that? Why does he know that? He knows. Is he secretly
a good
a
point.
Fan?
I think he's secretly a fan of that show, and he just knows. Because think about it. Rumor around town is that the two super like famous TV stars are staying at Bikini Bottom's retirement
right.
home.
I'm trying to think of like what...
Shady Shoals? Rest home?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like... it's like if you went to Wendy's, and you're like, oh, well, I'm trying to get the biggest bang for my buck. I want to get... You know, four burgers, but I really only want the patties, but I'll just order the four. And I go, no, dude. I don't eat hamburgers, but you can just get the patties, and it's $6. And you're like, wait, oh, sweet. Then you just run off, and then you go, wait a second. Why did he know that? That's what Squidward's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just over at the retirement home.
That was a good example. So they start giggling, and they head over to see him. The gentleman at the front says to not surprise them, though, that things could get bad, basically. Now, this reminds me of every retirement home. Have you ever been to one?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if I've ever been, because these retire... This one seems like where they just put the old people because they don't want them in a house anymore, but they're doing okay. They got some old things going on, but it's not like an assisted living. I think I mostly went to assisted livings where they were like nurses and stuff.
Right.
And depending on which person you walked by, you might be mistaken for their grandson.
Right. These people can still do for themselves, but you just got to kind of keep an eye on them.
Right. Right. They're just kind of waiting out their days, unfortunately.
Oof.
But, you know, when you're an old person, they got everything you want as an old person.
TV.
TV, camaraderie.
Bingo. Camaraderie, you know,
they get some game boards.
Dude, that when you're an old person, all you want to do is just play little board games with your buddies. That's it.
The thing I think about a lot from like our generation is, are we going to be like the first like 80-year-old men that are like playing PlayStation?
Yeah.
You think so? I'm like legitimately, yeah. Or do you think people just like will outgrow it and not be doing that?
I don't even think we're the first ones. I think the people like 10 to 15 years older than us, maybe even 20 years older than us, they'll be playing like Nintendo 64 and they'll graduate to GameCube. Like they'll be playing stuff like
so
that.
So you think they're playing the old consoles?
Yeah, I think they go back. You kind of revert back to a child as you get older.
Yeah, but maybe. I'm just worried of like, I don't know if we're going to have enough.
Actually, I take it back. They're all going to be wearing Apple Vision Pros. And
yeah, I'm just worried, like, how much could you, like, I bet a GameCube is super expensive right now, like a retro GameCube. So I just don't think that we're going to be able to outfit all the retirement homes with a GameCube. You see my concern?
Like, I think they could do it.
I don't know. I'm on it. Keep going.
So they head over to meet him, and this is literally like me meeting Steven Hillenburg at 8 years old because they are so excited to see their two heroes.
All right, we're all right. Chad, I've got an opportunity for us. Dude, we can buy a GameCube from anywhere from $84.99 to $159.99.
Wow.
Why do we not have a GameCube right now?
Because we don't need it.
What?
You can play it on the Wii, right? I have a Wii. You can play all the GameCube games on there.
Okay. Fire up your Wii, dork. The Wii.
We will. We will.
I'm going to do the actual console.
So they spook Mermaid Man by saying evil is afoot, okay? And do not say this around Mermaid Man because PTSD kicks in and he starts just... saying evil. Yeah.
I can't do it good.
No, do it.
I can't do it good. I'm too scared.
Okay.
God, his body really took a downwards turn.
It did. Mermaid Man is... I would almost rather have Mermaid Man's body, though, than Barnacle Boy's.
Because Barnacle Boy looks like a soy boy? Is that what you're trying to say?
He does, and I'm afraid that that's how I'll turn out in the future if I don't... just eat all of the meat.
I mean, I agree, man. If I'm this old, I better be eating whatever I want. Listen, obviously, I want to eat healthy when I'm still able to do things. But the second that my kids put me in a retirement home...
Oh, yeah, it's over.
Dude, bring me whatever I want when I want.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're watching TV, if that's how they're passing their time, I'm passing my time with 2 dozen donuts on the daily.
Dude, 2 dozen chocolate glazed donuts with the hot sign on.
And I know that Wendy's example wasn't my best work, but you better be bringing me a biggie bag like every 3 hours.
Honestly, you know what else I would want like at all times is a bag of sour Skittles by my bedside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've been off the sour Skittles for a while, and mm-hmm. when you relapse, you are going to relapse hard.
In a vape. I'll just be vaping all the time. So they get kicked out. Patrick says, it's too bad they're old. And Sponge says, old people are the greatest because of their wisdom and experience. And then we get an actual old guy pop up on the screen giving a wink and a thumbs up.
I really wanted to... I got a couple things here. First of all, really wanted to like know who that guy was. If it was, you know, someone. Amazon didn't do the thing. I really like how Amazon does. It shows you, like, the cast anytime you pause. It's a great feature. It even got the dog from the Plankton episode. Yeah.
Charlie, I think it was.
I think it was Charlie. They didn't have the old guy, so I was kind of disappointed by that. Also, this retirement home has the most chaotic floor plan I've ever seen in my life. They've got the TV on the ground. Buy a coffee table, at least. Elevate it a little bit. They're old. Their necks are craned down. Just a single coral plant in the middle of the floor. And then the best, a water fountain that has plumbing that comes from the middle of the room, middle of the floor, just in...
Mm-hmm. And get this, they're in the ocean.
Yeah.
And why are they humans? Plumbing. Did you ever catch that? Mermaid and a Barnacle Boy are humans.
Mermaid. Well, it's because they're like, they're a play on Aquaman, I think.
Okay.
I guess that's what they were doing. Oh, actually, yeah, I want to chat with them because I feel like their story is they were humans on land and then they got gills or something, so now they're just chilling down here.
Maybe we'll find out in future episodes. So their plan is to get them out of retirement. Meanwhile, Mermaid Man treats every food item at the food court like it's a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is me.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if we...
the meatloaf!
I really am Barnacle Boy if it comes to... If me and you were this old, I would be Barnacle Boy and you would be Mermaid Man, unfortunately.
I thought about that 100% earlier last night.
Unfortunately.
I mean... It's funny how roles are going to be reversed because you're going to be the kind of guy with like a... Because here's the thing about you. You'll still be like trying a little bit at that age where I'd be long given up. And you'll just be, you know, you love me so much that you're kind of keeping an eye on me.
Evil!
Yeah, you're actually like reading the news maybe, like trying to make smart choices at the lunch line, and I am just screaming evil and like running towards the meatloaf.
So Sponge comes in and just takes a good old look at him. He starts fanboying like a Star Wars dork would if they met.
Yeah, name a Star Wars guy. Go for it. go for it, dude.
If they met Mr. Star Wars himself.
That is the worst note ever.
That's so bad.
That really... Wow, really showing your Star Wars credentials.
Now, this would be me, though, if I met Isayama. I'm not kidding. I would seriously act like this in front of Isayama.
Is Isayama dressed like Eren Yeager?
I would hope so. He's got his hair in a little bun.
Because these guys are still rocking the costumes.
Here's the thing. Their costumes are a little bit lamer than any other costume I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, because if Isayama was wearing Eren Yeager's Scout Regiment uniform at 85 years old in a retirement home, that would look cool.
Man, that would be so sad to meet your hero at 85 in a retirement home like this. Mermaid Man now pronounces you man and wife trying to fend off evil. They go outside, they start painting their invisible boatmobile.
Wait, you're jumping ahead of yourself, I think.
What did I skip?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to... Sorry, that's actually much more sooner than I thought. I just liked the line of where SpongeBob gets rolled out all the way to the pineapple, and then he tells Patrick that he is indeed married. He got married.
Okay, yeah. So then they start painting the invisible boatmobile, and this gets them even angrier. Barnacle Boy is ready to go out of retirement and defeat the evil, and then he points over at Patrick and Sponge. They fist bump, and this might be my favorite part of the episode when they start doing their superpower moves.
Before you get to that, they do the close-up on Barnacle Boy where he just, like... The show does that every now and then where they really over-animate the characters, and I vividly remember that being my least favorite parts of SpongeBob because they're so gross and they make the characters look just so ugly and bad. Ugh.
Also, too... I do know an old person that has a nose kind of similar to that.
You do not know a single person whose nose droops 5 inches below their chin line.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but it's close.
Okay. You do not know an old person that's nose is aligned with their chin line.
Okay.
This is
not
the biggest nose that has ever existed.
Also, how did SpongeBob and Patrick find the invisible boatmobile to paint?
Yeah, I'm assuming they were just out there feeling around.
Why do they get to have a boatmobile there, but nobody else does?
Because it's invisible and they don't know it's there.
Okay.
I've thought about it.
So they fist bump and say, Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy unite. Barnacle Boy throws a water ball at them, and this thing does absolutely nothing. It just... A little splash. This is sad, man. This is like me being 85 and being like, oh, I used to throw a football, you know, 25 yards.
Right, wow.
And I only throw it 10.
Gunslinger. No, nothing's more sad than when they do, what is it called here? What's their move?
Raging Whirlpool.
Raging Whirlpool, yeah. And then, but then they also acknowledge that it's a dog paddle. Don't stick your butt up in the air and paddle like that. Oh,
dude, that is so embarrassing.
It's a tough look.
Yeah, Barnacle Boy looks like he just ate some Beyond sausage.
Here's the thing, too. You were making fun of their superpowers. If they did this to you, you would be done for.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would, because you have the inner ear of a goose.
Here's the thing, though. I'm swimming away before that gets to me.
I don't know.
But here's the thing about Sponge and Pat. They enjoy every single minute of that. They then contact all sea creatures to unite, which ends up only contacting all the old people in the retirement home. Literally all the geezers.
And when they start gathering, it is amazing. I got to give this show credit, which just makes sense that they would reuse the people they draw. The amount of old people that are recognizable is insane. Now, none of them have names. One of them's eventually called, like, Old Man Jenkins.
Yep.
But just the amount that I saw, and I was like, oh, that person comes back. That person comes. There's, like, seven of them.
Old Man Jenkins, where it's like, hey, what do they say to him?
Well, he's got the horn that's, like, a cuss word.
And then they is like, do we really have to teach you this lesson again, old man?
Oh, yeah, there's that guy as well. Yeah. There's, like, the old nan, granny. That yells at one of them at some point. We'll meet him again. And I also got to give a shout out to Mermaid Man, my embodiment old person. Great head of hair on him.
Yes. Whoa. Yes, does.
Wow, you singing a song over there?
Wow. Hold on. Finishing puberty. They all attack Sponge and Pat. And they're just so happy that they finally got them out of retirement. They don't care that a bunch of old people are throwing them out. And Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy feel great now and 5 years younger.
One of the old people literally have a pitchfork. Just think I should mention that.
And an oxygen tank. I think one of them had an oxygen tank. Next day on TV, it's the new adventures of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Okay, all right. Let's not act like those two things are on the same playing field far as things you might see at a retirement home.
It's just funny because they're underwater and they've got...
That's true. It's true. You're not wrong. An oxygen tank underwater is pretty funny, but just the guy got a pitchfork at a retirement home.
Next day on TV, it's the new adventures of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. They're playing checkers and answering the aquaphone.
No way this is back on air. No way. So the guy at the retirement home took a camcorder, recorded them for 5 minutes, put it on a VHS tape, and snuck it into SpongeBob's house when he wasn't looking. It was like,
yeah,
set it to play at a certain time.
They hang up, they sit, and this is all flashes of this. Literally reminds, like, Flash Gordon. I've never seen it, but this is what I feel like would be on there. And then it says, tune in next week to see if they get their phone fixed.
Exciting stuff.
And SpongeBob and Patrick are like, I think that was actually better than the last one. Or what is it they say?
They were pumped about the episode is all, yeah. I know. It hit perfectly for them.
Just so unbelievably stupid. But like you said, there wasn't that much that happened in this one. I was surprised that this was the introduction of Mermaid Man.
Yeah, it was one of the weaker episodes we've covered so far, but it does a good job of just kind of starting the relationship with Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, because there's going to be, I don't even know how many there are, but there's so many.
I think there's at least five or six.
Yeah, and we'll get to all of them. And most of the ones I remember, definitely more memorable and better than this one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Because, I mean, this next episode.
Pickles.
Perhaps.
I would definitely say this is way stronger than Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
And it might be, I think it might be in my top three thus far. This is the best Squidward episode so far.
Okay.
Squidward, it keeps me laughing throughout.
Okay. I would say that's probably a top three so far. Do you have the list? Are you doing the list?
I did the list. I think I've missed a few, though, because I should have 12 now.
That's what I say. That's a tough list.
I need to update my list. We're keeping list of our rankings, so I don't want to get ahead of myself. Okay. No spoilers. No spoilers.
So we have a guy. I don't have a list yet, so I need to do that this weekend.
Trust me, you want to try and start doing it as you're going. You run into a little bit of recency bias, but it's much easier doing it as you go.
So we have a guy ordering at the Krusty Krab. And I'm going to let you, if you've got it pulled up, give the menu rundown here.
Okay. I've got it. All right. So we've got the Galley Grub. There's a Krabby Patty for $2. Absolute bargain.
Yep.
Are you okay? I'm so worried about
it. I just had a hiccup.
Okay. Krusty Combo. First of all, we talked about it in an earlier episode. Krabby Patty, spelt with a K, as it should be. Krusty Combo, $3.99. Krusty Deluxe, $3. What do you think that's just like they're throwing some bacon on there? I never see bacon in this show.
No, I mean, it's either bacon or...
I don't know what else could make it a deluxe.
It's
got to
be bacon, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Sides, seaweed salad, $1.50, and coral bits, $1.95.
Never seen anybody eat the coral bits.
I don't think so either. What do you think a coral bit would be like? Is it like a cheese bite?
Remember, the pioneers used to eat the corals for days.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like it's got to be a deep fried something or other.
Yeah.
So that's the menu.
Pretty good deal, right? Inflation hadn't hit a Bikini Bottom yet.
Yeah, I mean, for Mr. Krabs, he's known for being cheap, but you just don't see a menu like this anymore.
And that's because he doesn't he does not pay his employees, so he's able to do something like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a guy ordering who just he cannot decide what he wants.
Yeah, five things on the menu, this guy has a tough time. Especially since, I say five things on the menu, it's essentially one thing on the menu, and then you can either just decide to put a side with it, or, if we're right, add bacon. So, like, figure it out already.
Now, you worked at Zaxby's. Did you ever deal with people like this?
Yeah, so here's the thing about fast food restaurants, or at least at Zaxby's. I don't know if people know this, if they never worked in a restaurant like that before. The people in the back who are, like, making the food, as you're going through the drive-thru, they can hear you. They've got speakers back there, so you think you might just be talking to one person. You're talking to everybody. And, yeah, there were a lot of idiots coming through the drive-thru.
Like this guy right here?
Yeah, except, well, here's the thing. It's never, and this might shock you, Chad, when people don't know what they want, which it's one thing if you're kind of new to the place you go, you kind of scan the menu real quick, you figure something out. That's one thing. It's never the single guy who doesn't know what he wants. It is a mom in a soccer van with nine children in the car who's going to take 15 minutes to go one by one being like, all right, what do you want? Well, they've got this, they got that. And that's why I don't work there anymore, because other than that, loved it. Best $7.75 an hour I ever made.
You loved the food there too, didn't you?
It was a major cause for the blow-up of 2014, I won't lie.
So, SpongeBob, he's making a Krabby Patty, extra onions. First the bun, then patty, followed by ketchup, mustard, pickles, extra onions, lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, and bun in that order for this gentleman.
One crying Johnny!
Yeah.
Come on up! He doesn't put extra onions on it. And I hate to be that guy, but I was watching.
He says he does, though.
He says extra onions, but I didn't see him.
Now, here's the thing I respect about SpongeBob. If somebody asks for extra onions on their burger, do not give them extra onions, because that is the dumbest request ever.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, what can you say extra of on a burger? It's got to be a condiment, right? The only cheese or condiment?
I think cheese is really the only acceptable answer. I mean, you could say extra ketchup, but if you ruin a burger by just soaking it in ketchup, what are you doing?
Yeah, but I don't think the idea is like soaking it in ketchup unless it's like maybe a thing where, every time I go, they never put enough on.
I guess so, yeah.
But those are, if you're a guy taking the time to be like, an extra tomato or extra lettuce, get out of town.
So he gets the crying Johnny boy going.
By the way, we kind of skipped over Squidward killing me the first time. His whole interaction with a customer who orders extra onions with just some of his lines of like, how original.
How original.
Really good.
But then he does ask for the extra onions, which, what does he say when he asks for the extra onions too? There was a line he said about that. Daring today, aren't we?
He orders extra onions, daring. So much sass.
So Sponge is literally crying cow killer in the back.
Crying cow killer, what do you mean by that?
Hold on.
Is that a bad note? What is-
Sponge is a literal crying cow killer in the back. No, that's just terms that he's using while he's making...
He calls himself that?
Crying cow killer? Yeah.
Interesting.
Squid has terrible customer service. That's what I've been talking about here. Squid is literally like a modern day Popeye's worker minus the crack, is how I put him.
Interesting.
He gets the order correct. It seems. But he has the sass of a Popeye's worker. He's just not cracked out.
Didn't we talk about the other day how you've never actually been to Popeye's? So why are you doing that to Popeye's work?
Because every time I've seen a meme about Popeye's, that is the reaction I've got.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And I'm so sorry if anybody works at Popeye's listening to this.
I think you're probably great.
Yeah.
Do you have the second guy who comes and orders?
No.
First of all, if it was past 2020, he'd be wearing a mask still. I'll tell you that about this guy. He orders 12 burgers on wheat buns.
Oh, yeah. This.
And they had the right guy voice the character who orders 12 burgers on wheat buns because he goes, can I get some extra salt?
Yes. Extra salt. That's why SpongeBob said crying cow killer because he's got 12 burgers coming up.
Yeah. And it's a large order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Squidward just tells him no, they don't have any extra salt. He says, well, can you check? He goes, no. He is not leaving this register.
I will say that Squidward is very based for that. Very, very based.
I say he's not leaving the register. It's quite possible that he could move his hand 8 inches and finds just a handful of salt.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Krabs has packets. But Mr. Krabs, though, would charge for extra salt, for sure.
That's
He'd be
true
that
too.
Guy. So we got a Bab walking in. A big-ass boy is what I called him.
Mm-hmm.
He literally mentions, I don't have his full order here. I don't know if you're going to be mad at me for that, but I know he mentions animal style, and which is a...
Now, why would you not have the whole order? You know how we do.
Because this is a lot. This one was a lot.
It is a lot. I'm going to go through it, and I'm also going to talk about how Squidward says, let me guess, a salad tiny? I mean, he's killing it, man. It's such a good Squidward episode.
I didn't even catch that.
He will take a double... Let's break down this order.
Okay.
A double triple bossy deluxe on a raft. I don't know what that means. All right. 4x4 animal style.
4x4 animal style. That is what is the out west burger place?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. That's the...
Yeah, I know animal style is just like with sauce and onions or something like that. This sounds gross.
extra shingles?
Extra shingles with a shimmy and a squeeze. I gotta say, I've paused it and Squidward is giving this guy a look like... with the fury of 1,000 suns. Light axle grease, make it cry, burn it and let it swim.
Now I know what all that means right there. Burn it just means crispy ass burger, let it swim, soak it in all the sauce.
Yep. And so he says all that, and do you have the iconic Squidward line?
No, you've got it.
We serve food here, sir. It's so good.
He's so based this episode.
We serve. Oh my god, I love that.
I
so
love Squid.
SpongeBob has the order ready.
See, this is what I mean by a modern day Popeye's worker is they just give it back to you, and that's what Squidward's doing here.
Oh my god.
Sponge gets it ready and says, does he say bubble bath? Am I right on that?
Yeah,
bubble bath.
He knows about him. Because here's the bad news about Bubble Bass.
So, or no, is it Bubble Bass or Bubble Bath? I think I got autocorrect here.
It's definitely Bubble Bass because it's a bass fish. And you knew that, so you should have just... I don't know why you just did that there. Don't let autocorrect fool you that badly. Here's the unfortunate news about Bubble Bass. If he lived in our times and not underwater, he would have an obnoxiously large following on his food reviews from TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.
Oh my gosh, he would.
Yeah.
He would, and he would just be slobby.
He'd be eating it in his car.
Yeah.
And it would have 2.3 million views, about 50-50 in the like-dislike ratio, and he'd really be breaking down this burger.
Yeah, but he has it ready. It's funny to me that they make this guy, so like you said, he would be a TikToker or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a rivalry between the overweight connoisseur of food and like the mentally handicapped person. SpongeBob's not mentally handicapped, but you know what I mean? They make this rivalry so dumb that that's what it reminded me of.
Right, because they're acting... this guy is not food reviewer. He's just a fat guy who is really judgmental about his food.
And he just wants to fuck with Sponge.
And he's got a reputation, I guess.
Yeah. So Bubble Bass, he eats the burger, but says, "Sponge, pretty good burger, but you forgot the pickles."
Oh, no.
And if somebody... Listen, now, I've never worked at a fast food place like this, but if somebody told you that you forgot the coleslaw on the chicken finger plate, when indeed you did put the coleslaw on there, how angry would that make you?
Oh, that's like gaslighting 101. If someone came up to me, if my dad, who's old, was like, "Hey, what does gaslighting mean?" I would say, "Dad, all right, picture you're working at Zaxby's or any restaurant. Say you're making a burger. You know you put pickles on it. And they tell you you didn't. That's what gaslighting is.
You would literally say, "Hey, watch this episode of SpongeBob."
Yeah, I'd be like, "Do you have 15 minutes to spare?
Yeah.
Then watch this."
So there's a crowd watching him eat this burger, by the way.
Right.
They all crowd around him. They all walk off in disappointment when they find out that there's no pickles.
They're like, "Ah." Which is how the state of restaurants nowadays, especially fast food establishments, this is basically all these people gathering around to see if SpongeBob was able to handle the order. That's me checking my food in the parking lot before I drive off. Be like, "There's no way they got this right."
Oh, yeah. 9 times out of 10, it is not correct. It's either not correct or it's just not good. Either way. So they walk off. Mr. Krabs now has to pay this guy $2 back.
Don't overlook the fact, because it's very easy to do this. Bubble Bass walks up, picks up Squidward, and throws him.
I definitely missed that.
He just throws him away.
But the fact that Mr. Krabs has to pay him $2, here's the thing. That entire burger with the animal style and the extra shingles and everything had to be more than $2. It's at least deluxe plus.
Yeah. Yeah. If that was not a deluxe, then what is?
Yeah. So Mr. Krabs, he tries offering him free water instead, even 12 glasses of free water instead.
Well, it's just interesting because if you look at this episode, you basically go, okay, there's like a Bikini Bottom food scene message board that all these guys are on. Like, Bubble Bass has heard, someone has gone to the Krusty Krab and be like, "Hey, I've heard it's kind of rumored that there's a money back guarantee." SpongeBob knows about Bubble Bass because he's like making his rounds at all the other stops. I need to see the Bikini Bottom message board.
Yeah, it's like they had the internet back then. Yep. I mean, I know the internet was a thing, but it was not wide scale like in 2007, where there was at least MySpace and message boards and dial up. And so Sponge is now in his head. Okay, it's like he's taking the boating exam all over again. He is just a head case. This guy, I mean, if SpongeBob was on a sports team, all you had to do was get in his head a little bit and it's over.
Yeah, it's the yips. He's got the yips.
He just can't make a Krabby Patty anymore.
Yeah, every attempt he makes, he starts with the top bun on the bottom. That's not That's not right.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever started making a burger with the top bun? No.
Is this the order? Like, if you had to make a burger, do you think his order's correct?
Yeah, so before we did, it's an acceptable way to do it. We've seen him do it another way, or like when they showed us that real picture of the burger one time, that was all wrong. I personally am a lettuce guy on the bottom of the patty because it like acts as a buffer from the juices soaking into the bottom bun, making it a soggy experience. Also, you want like the cheese and bacon or whatever you got up top to kind of meld. So don't put a cold piece of lettuce on top to like stop that from happening. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. But he's got a pretty standard way to do it. I just know my way around the kitchen.
I felt like Squidward right there. Forget that I asked.
I mean, I was kind of nailing it, but that's fine.
So Mr. Krabs gives Sponge the day off, and he can't even find the door on the way out.
That's tough.
Yeah.
You see, if like Mr. Krabs is like, okay, he's having a tough day, the second that he can't find the door, that's when he should be like, oh God, is this like a bigger issue than I initially thought?
Well, you know, Bubble Bass is like a troll online where Sponge needs to take the Joe Rogan advice and to not read the comments.
Mm.
Sponge has been reading all the comments. So I'm sure like if we read all of our comments, because we get so many of them, it's just like,
we just can't.
How do we read all the comments? If we read them all, we'd be disappointed. But the fact that we only read the good fans' comments, all five of them, it's like, let's go.
It's just selective hearing.
Yeah. So Sponge can't even get right. So Sponge can't even write down the Krabby Patty order. He's trying to write it down on a notepad.
He at one point does write bunny or bun patty bun, which, you know, not having the toppings on it, but he still marks that out. But that would have been a hamburger. He had it right.
Yeah. But we're going for the Krabby Patty, not the hamburger.
That's true.
He stays up the entire night trying to figure it out, can't sleep. He's now trying to figure out how to sleep. He goes through all of the methods of sleeping. I mean, every single possible way you could sleep without getting it right, until finally it's morning time, the alarm goes off, and we see that he is under the bed, and he goes, I was so close.
How did he not stumble upon the right way
at least
once all night long?
I mean, it's funny because, you know, some people do get in other people's heads, but if you get in somebody's head so much they forget how to sleep.
Yeah, it's not like, it's one thing to get in their head to where they can't sleep, but when they just forget how, that's, wow.
So back at the Krusty Krab, Squidward is just tormenting the food. I don't know why Mr. Krabs isn't making the food. He made Squidward do it, and he's obviously terrible at it.
Yeah, because we were under the impression before SpongeBob got there that Mr. Krabs must have been running the grill.
Mm-hmm. But he's burning it to ash. He's losing all the customers. They're walking out. Krabs realizes, I need SpongeBob back. So he goes to SpongeBob's house to see the sad, manic episode that he's going through.
Yep, he's a nailed toast to the wall.
To the table. It's to the wall and to the table. He's just nailing toast.
Well, actually, it honestly might just be bread, because the toaster is hanging from the front door.
Yeah, actually, I think it is. There's no way he got the bread in the toaster. So the jubilant Mr. Krabs is wanting to get more money out of SpongeBob for working.
Mr. Krabs is Jewish?
He just wants him to get back to work. Mr. Krabs wants to help Sponge, and he gets all the ingredients out for the Krabby Patty and places them in front of him, and I think he places them in order, right? Or am I wrong on that?
Let me see. The thing... Well, so the view that I'm getting, they kind of... I can't confirm or deny.
Okay.
What I will say is when he rolled this out, I remember being a kid watching that and being like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's just got like a little makeshift Krabby Patty ready... Krabby Patty making station ready to go at all times.
So SpongeBob tries to figure this out. It takes three nights to pass before he finally gets it going. Mr. Krabs has fallen asleep, but SpongeBob says he can do it. No, he can't do it.
Oh, I almost forgot to. SpongeBob says a line that I want to start using in everyday life when greeting people. Mr. Krabs shows up and he goes, "Oh, Mr. Krabs, do you how do?
Do you how do?"
And instead of just being like, "What's up? What's going on?" I'll just be like, "Oh, do you how do?"
So he forgot how to form basic sentences too. So he then gets mad at Mr. Krabs, starts yelling about how, "Oh, if I just wanted to do it right, I would do it like this, and then I would do it like this and this and this," and then he gets it perfectly right. So Krabs, in a very dramatic way, says, "It's time." And so this is 3 nights later. I wonder if Squidward has just been running the Krusty Krab for 3 days. I don't know.
It is a good question because he does get pushed out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. He gets Squid out of the kitchen, and as Ronnie would say, Sponge does know his way around the kitchen, so the entire town is pumped to see him back in his domain.
Yep. It, basically, a Western film has started playing at this mm-hmm. point.
Bubble Bass shows back up. Sponge says, "Rawr." And the crowd panics. They're like, "Oh my gosh, he just did that." And with a fierce look, Sponge makes the regular Krabby Patty that this guy always eats. We've already been through that.
He's got it ready.
And this gent says, he eats it and still says, "Still no pickles."
During all this intenseness, by the way, I like Squidward. He just takes a second to check on himself, make sure he's looking good. He's got a little mirror.
Okay.
Just making sure he's looking tight.
Yeah, he even sticks his food out with all of the chewed up food in it to prove that there's no pickles. But we see, though, SpongeBob notices that he's got something under his tongue. Rips his tongue out, shows that he's had the pickles under there the whole time. Car keys and all. I mean, there was a lot of things under there.
It's a rookie mistake, man. What? First of all, the idea of keeping pickles under your tongue for a week, that's ludicrous. Second of all, you got him on this move the first time. It can't be the pickles. If there's one thing he's going to remember, it's going to be the pickles.
Yep.
So that's just bad performance.
Yeah,
by
do
Bubble
the tomatoes.
Bass. Something.
We then get a bunch of hip hip hoorays for SpongeBob, hip hip hoorays, and then Squidward, he talks about Squidward taking over while he was gone, and they just give him a few hip hip boos.
Yeah, they weren't a big fan of
yep.
Squiddy Boy.
And then we get the classic line at the end of one of the guys just yells, "Boo, you stink."
I know that. What was that? Oh, God. That was a little treasure right there at the end of the episode, because I didn't remember it. Every time I think about it, it's for the talent show episode. We'll get a little later.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait for the talent show episode. End of episode.
Speaking of later.
Yeah, what do we got next?
You want to know what we got? It's another banger, dude. Hall Monitor.
Oh, the Hall Monitor.
That's, of course, one of our faves that we're always quoting. And Jellyfish Jam. Yeah, so...
You know that's been going around TikTok recently? People dancing to the Jellyfish Jam?
How could it not be?
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever stopped?
Maybe.
So, I mean, which is a great way for us to go viral. We're hitting this episode at the perfect time. Who would have thought?
Oh, yeah.
So come on back for that. Also, if you want 3 more SpongeBob episodes right now, check out our Patreon. They're already out there. As well as learn a little something with Ronnie and Chad, where we just kind of goof, have a fun time. It's worth your time. It's worth the $5.
I think so.
Go check it out. You got anything else?
No.
Cool. I've been Ronnie.
I've been Chatty.
Peace.
Peace.